Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend George Levy back on the show. George Levy is an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology, a Udemy course instructor, and he and I have met face-to-face, and we've had a lot of discussions over the last couple of years on blockchain and cryptocurrencies, and I'm so glad he's part of our world. Folks, as you know, these are things that we've got to know more about. I've been trying to help you with that and for a number of years, and we've got nice people and smart people like George to help us. George Levy, welcome back to the show.
Jim, pleasure. Great to hear you and very excited to share all the stuff going on in blockchain. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things I want us to focus on first is the supply chain part of blockchain. As I said in my columns, the three columns that I published recently, I included some examples, George, of how small business owners were likely to meet, to have a first encounter with a blockchain. And more than likely, it'll be because a big vendor, a big company that we do business with says, okay, guys, we're no longer going to do business with a standard contract. We're going to start doing business on a blockchain. Your performance as a contributor, as a value-added contributor on some level to our supply chain, you're going to have to join a blockchain. You're going to have to perform and demonstrate proof of work and possibly even get paid off of the execution of this blockchain. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was a speaker recently at an event called Supply Chain 2.0 in Florida. Florida is trying to establish itself as a leader in the blockchain space. The governor's actually passed a bill to push a task force to establish Florida as a premier place that uses blockchain, mostly because there's so much trade coming out of Florida. And the idea would be to be able to track all this on blockchain and see how it adds value. So at this event that I was speaking at, it was actually held at Miami International Airport. And many of the leading players in the space were discussing how to implement blockchain. So when you talk about like how an average business actually will have to deal with blockchain, what you're seeing is that big players, like, for example, Walmart, Carrefour, Albertsons, they're all implementing blockchain on their supply chains. And Walmart's gone as far as actually mandating that anybody that's going to sell leafy green vegetables to Walmart has to track it on blockchain, mm-hmm. or else they don't get to sell on Walmart.
Tell us how that works. Go through the practical applications of blockchain, let's say, on lettuce.
Sure. So let me tell you exactly what makes a blockchain a blockchain. I'm going to be as simple as possible. Let's assume that you and I want to do a transfer of something of value, right? Like, let's say I'm going to give you a head of lettuce. Instead of me keeping track on a ledger that I control, that I sent you a piece of lettuce, and then you, on the other hand, you have your own ledger where you record that I sent you a piece of lettuce. We can have flaws, right? Because I could record it incorrectly, or you could record it differently, or maybe I try to trick you. I write in my ledger that I sent you two pieces of lettuce, mm-hmm. right? So there could be errors because we have different ledgers.
And there's the time lag between those two activities.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have to wait until you get the lettuce to get it. So instead of that, how about we both have one ledger that we both share, and that ledger keeps track of that transaction. And not only that, there's thousands of copies of that ledger all over the world to make sure that we can't cheat. I can't trick you that mm-hmm. I didn't send you lettuce or otherwise. That's the premise behind a blockchain. So when you're thinking about a supply chain,
let me stop you for a second, George.
Sure.
Folks, I know this might sound silly. You might not believe it. But he says thousands of people know about that head of lettuce.
Absolutely. And it's permanent and immutable. What that means is that there is no doubt that I sent you that head of lettuce. Mm-hmm. Now, the beauty of this, and actually one of the big visionaries in this space, his name is Frank Yannis. Frank used to be the VP of food safety for Walmart. Now he's the deputy commissioner over at the Food and Drug Administration. And one of his key efforts is to implement both blockchain and artificial intelligence and machine learning, all these new technologies on the supply chain. And the key problem is this. When you're at his position at the top of the FDA, you're getting all of these outbreaks that happen. We had multiple ones on E. coli and romaine lettuce last year. So the thing is, before blockchain, it would take over a week to be able to find where that lettuce came from. With blockchain, you can find it in less than 3 seconds. And that's incredible.
And that prevents a lot of waste. It prevents a lot of concern. You're able to find out that just this one place is where the issues are, and everybody else can rest easy on whether their romaine lettuce has E. coli. We're going to come right back and talk some more about this fascinating use of blockchain in the supply chain, which is where you're probably going to have one of your first close encounters with blockchain. George Levy and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.